This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. As protests continue over the recent police killings of black men in Minneapolis and Baton Rouge, so have efforts to raise bail for dozens arrested during the protests. Those efforts have helped many with what was likely an unplanned expense. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
There are different strategies when it comes to protests and arrests, avoiding actions that would lead to arrest, planning who would get arrested, and making sure their bond's ready to go. Pamela Oliver studies crowds at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
The need for bail most often comes up when the protesters are arrested when they didn't necessarily expect to be arrested or hadn't really planned for it.
Protests as reaction to shootings by police occur much more spontaneously than planned marches.
In that context, it's not surprising that things would be evolving unexpectedly.
Nikema Levy-Pounds is president of the Minneapolis chapter of the NAACP. She says arrests there stemmed from agitators not with Black Lives Matter.
And they were throwing rocks and bottles at police officers. And so I believe that that has contributed to all the things that are happening right now for those who have actually been jailed.
Crowdfunding efforts have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for bail. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.